Blog Talk Radio.
You brought two too many.
show number 1091. Welcome as we get ready to sit down and get down for a couple hours with the chefs and your loving mad scientist here at Soul Treat in the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, singer, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Soul Treat Radio in the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network coming online this year. Radio Reggie down in Richmond, Virginia. Ricky Hampton, Sr., host of the African American Athlete Show. Check out Ricky and Mike every Tuesday at 9 p.m. They do good work, and they have a nice website, theAfricanAmericanAthlete.com. Check it out. And, of course, Pat Freeman, the mighty O-Bar. In spite of the fact that his Bills are no longer in competition, they performed well this year. And we will be likely getting updates from O-Bar on the road to Miami as Super Bowl 54 comes into view. Riding shotgun with me as always, the bad man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
Good morning from the Pacific Coast in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Michael.
Yes.
Can I say something that I want people to think about?
Please.
President Trump should be arrested for murder.
Say what?
Hear me out now.
Okay.
President Trump should be arrested for murder.
I'm not arguing with you. I agree. I was just curious as to where you were going.
Okay. Here, this is what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
Last week, President Trump assassinated the General Somali, right?
Yes, he did. I agree.
The Iranians retaliated with a missile attack on the Iraqi bases in Iraq.
Yep.
At the same time,
mm-hmm.
a Ukrainian aircraft took off from Iraqi airport.
Yep.
The Iraqi military mistake that Ukrainian aircraft shut it
mm-hmm.
down.
Yep.
167 people die in airplanes.
Yep.
This is why I say Mr. Trump should be indicted for murder.
He should.
If he did not assassinate the general,
yeah.
The Iraqi military would not be on military alert.
No, you're right. But you bring up a point that the Washington Post tried to come into view with, where in one of their opinions they said, when did it become acceptable to kill a top leader of a country we ain't even at war with?
Yep.
And, you know, as we have Sonic Cheryl in the mix, the mistress of Mount Airy Show, Joan Cheryl, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Good afternoon, my love.
The reason why I say this
mm-hmm.
is because those individuals are airline and nothing to do with the war.
I agree,
it's
but again, it's in that.
It's dead because this fool wants to kill a general.
Oh, listen, you're right. Gary, I think you're 100% right. It is an act of war. And most other countries would have said, yeah, we jumping in this shit because you killed one of our own. But let's consider the rest of this. You know, this is not the first time the United States has killed somebody in their best interest. I mean, remember Patrice Lumumba. I remember that when I was a little kid. And the fact that they killed Lumumba, who was elected by his people, you know, didn't stop them from going on ahead and continuing to dig dastardly shit that they did. And we know there are other leaders. And because of this, we have to weigh all of this and understand that what the president did was not just arrogant. It was downright evil. Because he's like the kid in the neighborhood who would start some shit, and then when he gets his ass whipped, he goes crying back to his brothers or whomever it is, and it's mob mentality, and they end up jumping people. Yes. Cheryl, what do you think, based on what Gary just said about what Trump pulled with this madness on?
Let me start off so y'all can get a good laugh. He's a very, very, very bad man because he talked like a two-year-old. He did this war for benefit of himself. He did this war to fight off of the impeachment because they got this guy to buy his ball.
Yes. I agree. Yep.
They got him by his ball. And it's going to happen. And they didn't already told Pence, if you fucking breathe wrong, you out too. Because we're investigating your ass too. Nancy Pelosi done told Pence, you better, if you get in there, you better act like you know. This is why he did what he did. He had, and he did not go through Congress. You do not do an act of war and not put the country on alert without going through Congress and getting sanctioned for it. He thinks he can do what the fuck he wants when he wants to, and they need to rein him in now. Now, if this don't wake up the Republicans, I don't know what the fuck will, because now this man is going to put us in war. They don't care. They kill their own people. Do you think they get too pissed about us?
That's exactly right. That's chicken heart shit right there.
They do chemical warfare. They do chemical warfare. We're not ready for that. But this man don't care because he's having a temper tantrum because they're investigating him because I didn't do nothing wrong. No, you don't want to give up your taxes because your ass was broke when you went in the office. You didn't
have
money. That's why all the meetings are at Fer-a-Lago and all this shit, all his other places, because that man didn't have no money. When are the people in the United States going to wake up and know a flim-flam man from somebody else? That man was fucking broke. That's why he don't want to give up his tax.
And there's related stuff going on to this that
he's generating
people wouldn't connect the dots with.
He's generating money. He's got a tie with Russia. He's got a tie with China. He's got ties with the Kuwait in them to make money. These are all the countries that should be locked, that are our enemies, that he has alienated us from all of our allies because he's so ignorant. When are people going to wake up? This man is fucking dangerous to the United States. And he's trying to tear down the Democratic machine.
He's not just dangerous to the United States, Cheryl.
He thinks he should be a dictator like Putin. And Putin kill everybody that breathe wrong in his way.
Yeah. No, but there are other things. There are other things that connect with this that make this scenario even more dangerous. It wasn't just but a couple of days ago that Sheldon Adelson, the son of a bitch who's a right wing, he's right wing to even fucking Attila Hun. And he said that more weapons should be dropped on Islamic countries. Now, this is the same motherfucker who is the runner of the Jewish press. And it was in the last days of Obama's presidency that he said that Obama should be assassinated. Now, they try to play it off like it was a joke, but you don't use words like that. Words like that immediately, words like that immediately connect you with the NSA or whoever it is, and they are ringing your phone or tapping your phone to find out what other stupid shit you say before you get a knock on the door, theoretically anyway. But this aspect that Gary brought up, this is something that's going to be affecting folks around the world. Now, you don't launch a missile at a fucking commercial airplane or even a regular airplane. Somebody said they mistakenly launched the missile and took out 176 people. Collateral damage. I just saw the Canadian Prime Minister, Trudeau, on the TV speaking about what happened. You know, and Canada is not a country that will jump shit with anybody, but you mess with their people, they will jump bad. And now it's getting like that. Trump caused all this shit by saber-rattling in the first place.
Yeah, the Iraqis shot a, what's the name? They shot a damn plane down, and they're not going to admit that they did it. All the fucking evidence is fucking gone.
Exactly.
The plane, everything is gone within 3 days. What does that tell you? They're guilty as hell. And
they are guilty
as hell.
They
want the United States to help investigate. There's nothing there to fucking investigate. Everything is fucking gone.
Well, that leads me to the question. Why, plane goes down, right? You have an NTSB investigation, right?
Yep.
Why would you clean up the crash site before they got there?
Well, why indeed, Gary? But see, now things have been ratcheted up because of how everything dropped down. Trump gets a hard-on, kills somebody, or he has his people go in and have somebody killed. But he's acting like he did it himself, like he walked up to him like Nino Brown and just blew somebody's brains out. You know, it's always the chicken hawk motherfuckers that start the shit. Anyway, so now this flips back to Iran, who's like, well, we are going to get some payback for this. And let's not forget that the Saudis killed an American, a journalist. And Trump had his thumb stuck, and Trump had his thumb stuck up his ass
because
all this is going on. Exactly. So right off the bat, they let you know that, oh well, you know, he's Putin's bitch. He ain't gonna do anything. You know, America doesn't scare anybody anymore. So now motherfuckers will try, folks. And this is all manifestations of that. And now American citizens are in more jeopardy than they've been in years because of that stupid son of a bitch down in Florida pulling the shit that he's pulling. Because Cheryl hit it on the head. They're trying to make money. They don't give a fuck about us. You know, I don't need Michael Jackson to tell me that. They don't give a fuck about us because they've gone this far. All the checks and balances in the military that should have been there to advise him and say, are you out of your fucking mind? Let's not do this. They haven't done it.
Well,
many of them have left.
This is how crazy this is.
Yes.
He tried to kill somebody else.
Yes,
and
he did.
The business didn't work.
Yes, he
did.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because the media doesn't have our back. The media is just sitting here spinning commercials and hoping to get more ad revenue. And breaking news. You know, I didn't see breaking news so many much. I saw so much that it done broke already. It's been broke. Who are you talking about breaking news? It's just more mental masturbation. And we've got all of this now on all the networks. There's not even any objectivity now. It doesn't matter. Left, right, center, they are all singing the same damn song. And this son of a bitch is going to get a whole lot of people killed behind it.
It's very interesting that Fox News, which I hardly watch, Fox News is moving mm-hmm. on the real radical right wing issues. They're trying to avoid it now.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what is Biden doing?
They don't care. They don't care. Listen, all of this is about revenue. As Cheryl was saying, when these sons of bitches start squawking, all they do is ratchet up their promotions on how they're going to put it out there. You know, we've seen so many graphics talking about what's going to happen and supposedly showing us something that's going to be unique, and it really ain't shit at all. All it is just more gesticulating about what has already been done and what won't get done after the fact. Now, think about Iran saying that they mistakenly launched the missile. You know, 176 people die, and it's like, what, oops, my bad? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that happening on a commercial plane in the States?
It wasn't supposed to launch. I'm like, no, the fuck, they did not have the nerve. But this is the arrogance behind this asshole action.
Yes.
That everybody
right.
feels now they can just do and say whatever the fuck they want because he has
yeah.
taken what's the name out of it. And you best believe that she deal with him ain't going to happen again.
But
ain't going
to happen.
And Mitch better watch his ass.
If Donald Trump had not ordered that nation,
mm-hmm.
the Iranian military would not have been on alert.
No, you're right, guy.
They would not have shot any missiles at all because it would have been there.
Right.
But that nation. Of the general, the Iranian military was on full alert. Any that moved, they were going to get shot down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what military does. You don't go to the space.
Well, you know, this is over a contractor, that American contractor was killed. So what was he, a friend of the president? Or somebody that's a friend of the president was saying this is why, because it wasn't nothing else but this contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said,
mm-hmm.
oh no, they killed people in the embassy. What embassy? Where at? How come it hasn't made the news? Where did they kill people at the embassy at? Did you see it in the news, Michael? I didn't see it. Have you heard
nope.
about it?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard about it, Eric? No.
No.
Where? It wasn't.
No. That is their excuse. That is their excuse. Is we're going to get that. We're going to be at that. But they got no proof. They got no proof whatsoever now. None.
No, they don't.
None. And now he just put another nail in his coffin because you don't go to war, you don't shoot missiles off without going to Congress first and getting their blessing. So he's so stupid. And then the people that have got him say, oh, no, you can do that. Executive order, it's an emergency. It wasn't a fucking emergency. Now they're going to prove that, too. You dumbass. You just.
Well, we already know. Joe, the culpability has already been established because Congress had the vote to take his ability to declare war off table. They had to take his ass down, and we're talking Republicans as well with this. So they know they fucked up. They know this motherfucker is out of control, and they know that they have to buy what they paid for over and over again with every fucked up move that this son of a bitch does. And that is exactly what's going to happen. That cost is going to be paid in lives.
And then
guys, I'm gonna tell you something. This is just the beginning. This guy is gonna do something so stupid that Republican Party is gonna say, okay, that's it, we're done.
Unfortunately, Gary, there's some truth to that. There's some meat in that sandwich. But to go back to your original premise of Donald Trump should be arrested for war crimes. This was a crime. Going out and killing the Iranian general was a crime because they had not done anything to us yet that couldn't be pinned down. They had agreed to a nuclear treaty. They were sticking within the confines of that treaty. And then all of a sudden, he's trying to do his wannabe Obama and take out somebody. And then had the nerve to think that he had done something really great. Oh, yes, we put him down. This motherfucker has cost American lives. Any American that dies now, as this thing continues to unfold, is on his fucking head. Exactly. He ain't serving the fucking interest of the country. He's serving his own selfish ass. And the Republicans, some of them, don't even want to admit that. We're talking about a situation so toxic that we're going to go from anarchy and jumpstart that into a war because of the fascist attitudes of the administration and the dumb fucks that are backing him because they thought they would be able to get paid behind it all. So you're right about them getting paid, Cheryl, but they weren't. They didn't figure how fucked up this guy was going to be. And they have to reel him in. Remember, Republicans have been trying to stop everything. They actually voted to curtail his ability to declare war because they know this motherfucker's out of control. And I don't know how many Stephen King fans are out there, but this asshole right now reminds me of the Greg Stilson character in the movie and book The Dead Zone. In the movie, he was played by... Martin Sheen. Well, he's played by Martin Sheen. He's a president. And the character Christopher Walken, when he touches somebody, he gets flashes on things that may happen in the future. And they see this motherfucker pushing the buttons because now he has the launch codes. And you don't want to think crazy shit like that because you're like, no, we know we would catch him somewhere before he would go that far. But look how far he's already gone. He killed an Iranian general, bragged about it, and then the Iranians sent missiles to destroy property and let them know that, you know what, we may not have as many missiles, but it only takes one. And these missile systems... These missile systems are programmed in such a manner that if I wanted to hit a bed bug crawling out of somebody's ass at 3,000 miles, they program it. They can hit it. So we know for a fact that all our weaponry, all the shit we have don't mean shit if the one missile is put in the right place and sent to the right destination, it will cause enough damage to make all the other shit seem inconsequential.
Michael, this president has reminded me of 1963. Now, 1963, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. We had a Democratic president. We had a Democratic Congress and Democratic House. Here we are, 2020. Everything in reverse. Yeah. I mean, everything is reverse.
Yeah.
The only thing that, and this is what scares me, somebody's going to take this fool out.
It speaks for itself. And the Washington... Yeah, the Washington Post and the column that they put out encapsulates just what you said, Gary. How did it become acceptable to assassinate one of the top military officers of a country with whom we are not formally at war with during a public visit to a third country that had no opposition to his presence? So they can't even use Ukraine as an excuse. All of this shit is on Trump. There was no precedent to the assassination established on the acceptable conduct of military leaders with countries with which we had strong disagreement with. We've had strong disagreement with Castro for over two fucking generations before he passed. And did we decide we were going to go to war on Castro after the Cuban Missile Crisis? No.
No.
And that's right in our back door. So why would we go and start some shit across the water?
Nancy Pelosi, owning the impeachment article papers, the Nancy paper for 14 days. Why is she owning the papers? Okay, I'll tell you why. The State of the Union, address is going to be in 2 weeks. The State of the Union address is by President Trump. Now, what Nancy Pelosi is doing is playing chicken. Everybody says he's playing chicken. If these papers don't get delivered to the House this week, and State of the Union address is 2020, whatever day it is,
yes.
President Trump gets up there, a national audience, and he got a mental breakdown.
Yeah,
that's
you're right, Gary. Yeah, you're right. And let's not forget that the president is supposed to give a State of the Union message.
That's right.
Very soon. So what kind of message are you fucking sending other than you put Americans in jeopardy everywhere? Your friends, what few that we have left, are pissed. Canada is pissed right now, and it takes a lot to piss off Canada. And that's no different. Seriously, is that they have better things on their mind, like making sure their citizens get proper health care and their people are looked after and everybody has something that looks like a lifestyle. But now we have this staring us in the face. And we can't get around that because we never know when shit will jump off. We just know that shit will jump off. Remember how Fox News used to use the terror levels when George Bush got his ass in trouble?
He'd
do something stupid, and all of a sudden, oh, the terror alert is now red. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, it was no terror alert. It was just a stupidity alert for what this fool was going to do. But let's not make light of this. You know, I'm saying these things to bring out the fact now that shit is not going to be, like, recoverable. This is not like an election in November might fix this. He has set in motion some other things that maybe some people don't want to talk about. Because I know anybody who thought it wasn't worth getting off their ass to vote, they will get their ass off and vote this time. But even if he's beaten decisively, he has stirred up such a hornet's nest that he will tell the same sycophants who blindly follow his ignorant ass to get down out in the streets and scrap and almost turn this into a civil war. We already know there's a white supremacist agenda that favors such action. Now it's just a matter of how deep in the government will this go. Will this be the federal government getting to the point where they will find an excuse to comply? And don't think it can't happen, because that's what the movie Judgment of Nuremberg was about. They did some ghastly shit on behalf of Hitler and the German government, and then in the trial they said, "I was just following orders." So we know this is a very real fucking thing.
Yeah.
Cheryl, you got people in the military just like we do. Does this scare you knowing that this motherfucker is in this position?
It's serious, but now they know that they got to stop him. And they can't sit on their hands and say he didn't know. They can't. because he put us in a situation so fucking bad that we're going to have to backpedal. Whoever we get in has got so many bridges that he has fucking torn down.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Cavalier way, they said we accidentally shot the missile. Well, Canada's pissed. They don't want, they don't give a fuck. And then you want us to investigate, but ain't nothing there. But y'all think just it was an accident. Bullshit. Bullshit. Whoever gets in, and it ain't going to be him. He's done. Stick a nail in him. Because people are scared now in the United States behind this ass.
As well they should be.
They don't know what's going on. And as they should be. You voted that asshole in office. Look now, he don't give a fuck about you because he can get on the plane and go somewhere else. You can't.
Mitch
Conley better watch his ass because that girl is coming up on his ass. It's 1%. He's only got one ahead of her 1%, and they still got 8% undecided, and a lot of them are women. He better kiss his ass goodbye. He's done.
And his speech that he made on Thursday morning.
Yes.
Most presidents of the United States would say good morning, good afternoon, or whatever. This fool comes out, the first word out of his mouth is, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. You don't start a press conference that way. You just don't do it.
You're speaking from a different tone, though, G. You're speaking like this person would understand that. You got to remember, Trump and his followers have no filter. They have never had a filter because they don't see themselves as being anything than the saviors of the country. You know, remember? This is my country. We're taking our country back again. These motherfuckers. These motherfuckers are nuts. And in addition to being nuts, they're incompetent, which makes them doubly dangerous. You know, we've seen things that we thought were funny at first, like white people calling the cops on black folks doing regular shit. You know, that's straight fascism. It would only have taken one mistake. Say somebody got shot. Well, somebody already did. John Stewart got shot in Ohio at the Walmart. He was minding his own business with a toy gun and some white motherfucker, and they never tried him for anything, even though he deliberately called and said that a guy had a gun and he knew that the gun was fake. So Stewart gets murdered, and nobody says shit about this guy who should have been put under the fucking jail for what he did. That in microcosm is exactly what just happened in the last few days between Iran, Ukraine, and us. And the American citizens are going to pay for that. Americans living abroad are going to pay for that.
Yep.
And whether it's a false flag or a so-called natural disaster, we're going to pay for it, Cheryl.
Yep. Yep. He's going to pay for it. We're paying for a lot of things. He let Puerto Rico, like Puerto Rico wasn't part of the United States, it's still in shambles and falling apart. Now they got earthquakes because that bastard's so dumb and ignorant, he don't know that that is part of the United States.
He has not said one word about Puerto Rico earthquake. It's been almost 5 days. He has said two about Puerto Rico earthquake. It was the, all right, here we go. He is the president of the United States. The United States. That means everybody. So when Puerto Rico has a natural disaster, you had to go to Puerto Rico and you had to help these people out. He hasn't said anything.
He was, Gary, he was clowning. He was clowning the Puerto Rican people. Remember the press conference where he's throwing fucking bounty towels?
Yes.
The people. I mean, What leader, I don't give a fuck what country, what leader does shit like that? That's worse than Marie Antoinette and the let them eat cake bullshit. He's throwing paper towels at people who have lost their homes, had property damage, some lucky to be alive, and he's throwing paper fucking towels.
And this is the mentality
of United States.
And they don't want to admit they can't control. Now they're fucking scared because they're like, this kind of a good son. Get ready. Get us in a fucking war. And we ain't even ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point, Cheryl. That's a good point. Somebody thought it was a good idea to have this stooge be there as a puppet for their interests. But now they're starting to realize that this motherfucker's gone too far. Now we're really up Schitt's Creek. And there's always the specter of privatization in the air. Let's not forget. He would have privatized FEMA and sent companies that would pay contracts to him. He's trying to privatize the post office, something that hasn't really stopped at for at least 3 years.
He can't do that.
And don't think he won't try because
he's trying it. But it ain't
the legislature has his back. The Senate has his back. People have to be informed. And if the media is not going to do it, where do you get your information from? And that is the question that burns most people's butts. They'll slap graphics at you and breaking news and all this noise, dun 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 dun. But they said they're not telling you anything. Unfortunately for the royal family, you know, shit just came around full circle. Listen, karma might be late sometimes. Mm-hmm.
You said you did it to my mother. You're not going to do it to my wife and child. I'll set the fuck off. And then he wanted
exactly.
to be silent. He said, fuck now. Because there's a problem because my wife is half black. She relates to both sides of her family.
This guy married a wonderful lady. And why are you bashing this guy? It's beyond my consistency.
Gary, you know the answer to your question. You already know. Let's not be cute about this. This isn't the first time. I mean, Princess Diana, you can make an argument that Princess Diana was murdered because she was fucking a black guy. When he was East Indian or not, he was of color. And there was going to be some brown in the bloodlines of the royals. Even though there have been blacks all in the mix of the royal families all across Europe. You know, it's that saying that, you know, don't bother where somebody's family tree is at because if you shake it hard enough, something black's going to fall out. Well, that black's right in front of her face, and her old evil ass ain't going to recognize that. So all this bullshit that's going down is stuff that's happened a long time ago and ain't been the first time. Just like, sadly, the murder of that Iranian general. And he's not even the head of state. That's the scary part. African leaders were taken out as heads of state. You know, Lumumba was murdered. Gaddafi was murdered. And we know that Gaddafi's murder was directly tied with his desire to bring the gold dinar, a gold-based currency that would have worked throughout all of Africa. They took his ass out. They can't have that.
Every time, this is how arrogant they are. Every time a black or Arab leader gets a unified front, they take him out.
Yeah, they do. Yes, he gets pimped out. Or she, well, the she's would be harder because women are stronger like that when it comes to moral issues, in my humble. But it didn't change the fact that the design to make sure that what they get back gets back. I mean, Mugabe is dead. But that doesn't mean that they didn't forget about the fact that he bogarted the situation and took over for his people. They don't want that shit to happen again. And that is why, whether it's the people having land reappropriated to them or anything like that, they're staying on top of this. And the Chinese have come in because they want the resources, just like the Europeans wanted the resources, and now they're doing damage down there. There's a lot of shit that's going unbeknownst to us. And America has not become a place where world news gets tossed around freely anymore. All of these things contribute to the fact that what we have now and the state that Americans have been left in has been damaged further by Trump being in office. It's not deviating any further. It's supposed to be, well, you know, the buck stops here. He doesn't tell you the buck stops here. He's going to say, I killed that fucking buck and got his antlers up on my wall because I'm like that. I'm about that. No, he ain't about shit. The guy's a chicken hawk, and everybody in the military who knows that he was, they've left. People who had years of experience, whether we liked it or not, but they were serving our country, people who had years of experience are gone. And they're gone because they know that this man ain't shit, and he's putting people's lives in jeopardy. It's a mess, y'all. And I want to change the subject. Something a little more lighthearted. What was that, Gary?
My thing is this. You have allies across the nation, across the world, and I'm telling people, look, you gotta move this guy out. We can't get to you with this guy in office.
Yes.
The only one that like us now is Great Britain, and then we can have a crazy person as Prime Minister of Great Britain. That's why Great Britain like this.
Yeah, but can you blame them, Gary? Look, we had the Kurds in Northern Africa and the Middle East looking out for us over there. They were catching heavy flak. But we always had their back and they had ours. So it was like, I'm going in that dark alley. I'm taking you with me, and we're gonna do damage. We ain't gonna lose. But now the Kurds have been betrayed. All of the years that they helped serve, they're screwed. They were betrayed by us. We did it. We stabbed them in the back, and they're not gonna think about, well, it wasn't Obama who did it, but it was Trump who did it. They're going to think the Americans stabbed us in the fucking back, the dirty, rotten bastards. And they're not going to worry about personnel or somebody being nice or liked or hated or whatever. They're just going to know they got bit. So they're going to hate the bite. And that bite was caused by us. So
it's going to be hard to bridge that gap again. I mean, he gets out of office. But it's going to be hard. And then everybody was saying, how the hell you fight the person that helped you go in a country you didn't know nothing about. But he's so stupid, and all the smart people that was military that was around him have fucking resigned. Because they say this asshole is stupid, and he's going to get us in a war. And they have resigned.
Let's not ignore that. Let's not ignore that, guys. How many people resigned?
He resigned when he fired them.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many people resigned? There were gobs of cats who had been in jobs secure, doing whatever they needed to do on behalf of our country, whether it was on the quiet or whether it was out in front. They left. They said, we can't work in this environment.
They
it was a toxic environment.
You had 38 people. You had 38 individuals quit within 2 years. 38.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 38. And fucked us because he did Iran a favor. They don't have to hide their intentions anymore. They can tell their people, look what they did. Look what they did. You know, we're minding our own business and somebody comes in and smokes one of our people. If you were to the left of things, if you thought things were getting better, you don't think that now. Do you? I mean, if we're Iranian, do we really think that the Americans are looking out for our best interests? Fuck no. You know, and depending on how far we go, you just added more soldiers for ISIS or anybody else who has a problem with what happened.
You
know,
they're all gone.
Yeah.
Like, this is all gone. They're no longer eradicated there.
It's a fucking that killing was the speech that asshole gave was a recruitment video for ISIS or whoever fucking authorities or intentions are going to be put out.
Yep.
He just spit the bit on all this shit. Everybody's going to be walking around nervous. People are going to be traveling around nervous because they're not going to know when it's coming or where it's coming from. It may have been Iran at the destination, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be the location.
You have secret agents, or what they call sleeper cells, all over the country. And what he did last week, I gave three days to all these sleeper cells to go after Americans.
We can't even count how many of them there are. We know they exist. And we know that while we're minding our own business in Philly and Oakland, we know they exist. We know shit's going on. And we also know that the media is so fucked up, we're not going to know anything until after the damage has been done. Because the intelligence, which I have to say is an oxymoron right now, the intelligence information that's going to be gathered, they're not going to help Americans. They're going to cover his ass because he's in control of them. You know, if you hear something after the fact, like you did in those hearings when the ambassador from Ukraine came out and said what she said, everybody knew that motherfucker did that. He's like, look here, he thought he was Scarface. I want you to take this motherfucker out. And they're going to pretend like that wasn't the conversation? That was the conversation. He thinks he's some low rent mobster.
He thinks he's a fucking he's some little dictator like Putin.
Exactly.
Not. But then he gonna find out in the hard school or not. He doesn't really cross the line. This is it. This is done. Now the Republicans are crawling around. They can't answer questions now. What juice do you have now? He didn't get sanctioned from the Congress, so how do you explain that? You had no executive privilege to bomb and kill nobody. Obama went through Congress. Bush went through Congress. Everybody went through Congress except for this asshole. How do you explain He's the exception to the fucking rule. You can't.
Now that's a good point, Cheryl, because you're right. Obama went through Congress to get the authority to take Bin Laden's ass out. We know whatever Trump did, it wasn't going through Congress. It was fast-tracked through a committee or committees favorable to him and their mutual interests. To come out of nowhere, unless we're ignoring the obvious here. We know that his ass is up trial for the impeachment situation. And we know anything that distracts from the impeachment will give him some more time to try to bail his melanin-challenged ass out. And it's not happening.
No,
but, you know, if I kill a general and start a war, hey, you know, America first. Bullshit. That's what's really at the heart of it.
I want to go get it and some of those understand this. No president, I mean zero presidents, ever been voted out of office when they're at war. None.
Yeah.
Go back 250 years. Zero.
Yeah. It's some scary shit, y'all. This is definitely to be continued territory. But I want to lighten the mood a little bit. Talk about the upcoming football today. And add to the fact that where I am at 67 fucking degrees, my body is going crazy. We don't know what the hell's going on over here. But we do know. Might be potential for some good football. You know, global warming doesn't exist, Cheryl. You know that. You're not supposed to say that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Because the president says it doesn't exist. The South Pole, North Pole is melting. Really? Okay.
There you go.
But you know
that's
global
right.
warming doesn't exist.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
I am not happy with the National Football League. I'm not happy with that. You know why I'm not happy with that?
Hell no. No. I'm not happy.
Six, not one, not two, not three. You had six openings.
Yep.
This year.
Head
coach.
Yeah.
Not one single African American is head coach this year. I'll tell you, Michael, I am at the verge of ending the NFL my interest in the NFL is ending, and they don't do this expected.
Well, Gary, sadly, this is the more things change, the more they stay the same situation. For all the noise they've made, you got three black coaches in the league. One who just got there in Miami, one who's hanging on in San Diego, and one who has been a standard bearer in the league now for a while, and that's Mike Tomlin, who we could make an argument for as a potential coach of the year because he had nothing to work with. He was quarterbacking with a motherfucking duck, and he still managed to play to 500. So as 8-8 coach, you know, Tomlin, he gets a pass because he's won the Super Bowl. He's got the wins in spite of that Neanderthal Terry Bradshaw trying to say that he couldn't coach. I noticed Terry Bradshaw was quiet as a motherfucker when Mike Tomlin had the Steelers a game away from making the playoffs. But I digress. The bigger issue is, Cheryl, we're here in Philadelphia, and Deuce Staley, the running backs coach, is never going to get consideration to be a head coach anywhere else. You know, you've got people who are capable, who are visible, who are obviously skilled at what they do. I mean, Staley has kept the Eagles running game hot in spite of the fact that we lost great talent at the position and was able to develop Colton Scott out of nowhere. I would think, all things considered, Cheryl, he would be a good coach or an offensive coordinator. But do you really believe, and I like Doug Peterson, that he would get a shot in Philly as a head coach?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
It's like New York.
Yeah, we need a new offense coach. But our defense was tough the last couple of years. Why we hired him, I don't fucking know. I'm figuring it's a conflict of interest. But they played for that coach to the end. A lot of the games were won for us behind our defense. Offense.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get rid of the offense because he ain't doing what the fuck he got to do. But D, really? The fuck? And then going to make a statement and then fire him the next day, both of them.
Exactly.
And you got to say it wasn't Lori. Yeah, it was fucking Lori. Don't play games. It was Lori. You don't have that. You don't have that kind of power as a fucking coach on a football team.
There you
not
go.
In Philadelphia. Not in fucking Philadelphia.
That's right.
Like we don't see through that, we already know. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
You,
must have been some disagreement with Lori, and he said fire them. Because they weren't fired on Sunday, and then on Monday they were fired. So.
That's right.
Call them for what it is.
Exactly.
You
now, Gary, on the rest.
And build up their defense to whoop our ass. Why do they keep making these stupid ass decisions? And everybody know I play. So somebody can pick him up.
Yep.
And they're going to use us. They're working against us.
Gary, as a West Coast fan. Oh, sorry about that. I wanted to get Gary's take on this because Gary, as a West Coast fan, you always had to deal with San Francisco and Oakland being on other sides of the Bay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between being a Niners fan and being a Raiders fan, if there are any?
Okay. a Niners fan is a wine and cheese fan. Wine and cheese is a wine and dine fan. Raider fan is a blue collar. Down your nose, work hard, as a Raider fan. A Niner fan, when they're winning, they'll go with you. They'll go and see you. When they're losing, you can't find them. Raider fan always there. Win, lose, or draw. Raider fans always be there. That's the difference between the two cities. Look. Niner fans have always been fair weather fans.
Well, that shit's coming out now. Well, considering what San Francisco has the opportunity to do this afternoon, both of you guys, who do you think will win, San Francisco or Minnesota?
I think San Francisco because if they get a good start, the defense will carry them. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. I just don't trust him.
Okay. Cheryl, what do you think?
I think San Francisco's going to win.
Okay.
I think the purple people either going to give them a fight, though, but I think it's San Francisco time.
Yeah.
All right, so in the late game, we got the Tennessee Titans who managed to run the New England Patriots off the field.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. You know,
Michael, I'm saying it right up front right now.
I was at a party and it was on and they said, "Oh, New England lost," and the whole party was like, "Yes!" I was like, "Yes!" Everybody was happy. Look, we got to.
I'm sure they were.
Because Kendall still has stand his old ass. It's time for him to sit his Tom Brady sit his ass. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Why did go sit your ass down? Because he ain't got it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. He couldn't even struggle. Ooh, we need to save him. Yeah. I am so happy
okay.
his ass ain't in the playoffs.
All right, but see now, yes. Yeah, no, Cheryl, you're right that with him gone, with the Patriots, with the cheating ass Patriots gone, they may call a fair game. But
yes.
there's one thing wrong. You got one white quarterback and three
that,
black ones.
Michael, all week long.
Yep.
On KMBR, 7KMBR, 68 Radio.
Uh-huh.
All week long, they've been doing the Tannehill train.
Uh-huh.
If this boy wins again, this boy wins today,
yep.
I'm not going to be happy again because this has been this ESPN, KMBR, all these radio stations have been pushing Randy Tannehill all week long.
I bet they have. And we know, guys, they really don't want the brothers to succeed, or the sisters for that matter. But in this case, especially the brothers, because they have been so outstanding, there's a high possibility of a Soul Bowl. At least one black quarterback should make it to the final and be in Miami. But because it's Lamar Jackson, because it's the same guy they said should have been a wide receiver, the same guy who's been breaking records all season long, the same guy who ended up winning 13 out of 15 games because Robert Griffin III won the other one. Now they want to see him fail. Now they want to see him fail, and this is where the referees usually cause trouble, because if you're playing 11 against 18, that's not a good thing. And I have a feeling there may be some foul play later on in the night. What do you guys see in terms of what happens in the game?
Well, I need Baltimore to win.
I hope so.
It's gonna take a real strong play by Jackson. I hope the boy that doesn't get injured. I hope he plays well. I hope he does a good job tonight. But
I hope so too.
I just have a real funny feeling they're gonna try to do this dirty to get him out of the game.
Yeah, Cheryl, I think what might happen, because he runs the ball, I think somebody will take a run at him and try to knock his black ass out the game. It'll be just 15 yards of penalties on one play, but I think there'll be a deliberate attempt to try to hurt him.
I think so too. Because he ain't supposed to be there. Exactly. And they're going to call a lot of stuff against his team also. We know how they do. Just like we weren't supposed to win, and we did. I think they're going to do a lot of it. They're going to try, but if they're meant to be, they're meant to be.
Exactly.
They can do all the dirty tricks they try to. Let's just hope that he tries to protect them, because I think they already know what they're going to try to do. I think they're prepared for it.
You know, see, this is what people want to admit. I don't think the so-called talking heads will ever admit that this shit is scripted, or that there would be foul play, you know, and that, the game is supposed to be so pure and clean. They know what time it is, and they also know who they want to see in there.
I believe they had told them, look, guys, this is what we're up against.
That's
play
right.
Play your best. You can't do no
that's
more
right.
than that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's
Michael,
my fear.
I had to move on to the call, good show, brother.
Yes, sir. We will see you at the call during the course of the game. At the top of the hour, Gary Norris Gray and the Greater Bacove will be breaking into that as well before the kickoff. Take care, G, and we will speak to you
bye,
later.
G. All
All right, thank you.
So, Cheryl, now that we've seen what sports entertainment has done to this, does this disillusion you as a fan thinking that the referees will affect it to such a degree that they won't even hide that they're trying to give the game up, regardless of whether it's our Eagles or not, just seeing the fact that it's tilted like that? How does it make you react? Does it make you want to be a fan?
Some aspects make you not want to be a fan anymore, really does. But my feeling of this is the brothers allow it to happen. They didn't sit on the ground. They had a chance to Kaepernick. They didn't.
Yep.
Somebody's going to say, well, you know, it's all commercial. You know, Kaepernick, he got paid. He should have got paid because no one would pick him up and let him do the job that he is born to do. So, yeah, he should have got fucking paid. And anybody don't like it, too bad. And like I told you, I'm rocking Nike all day, every day. And his shoes are smelling like wildfire. So, guess what? He deserves it. He deserves it. Because he's not going to work. They're not, no owner has the balls to go against the system. No owner.
It's
no
true.
Matter if they win them or not, none of them got the balls enough to go against the good old boys. And until somebody gets some real money and buy a football team and go up against the good old boys and get to the table, it's always going to be like that.
Yeah. And based on what they just said about being upset about no black coaches or black people qualified to coach, why bother doing all of this in this so-called 100th year if you just reminded everybody who you really are?
It's kind of hard, but, you know, in order to make change in the system, you got to buck the system. So sooner or later, we're getting there with our money. We're getting it somebody, as much as they try to see. Somebody black is going to give enough money to buy a football team and put on there the brothers that they want to be on. It's coming. It's on their fucking heel. That's why they're trying to do shit now, put things in place, because they know it's coming. It's coming.
It's true.
Sooner or later, we're going to have a seat at the table. It's coming. It's coming.
Well,
and
I know.
It's taking so long, but it's coming.
If it's not coming, we're going to be going. That's all I can say. Because I will not, as I'm thinking about Super Bowl 54. Now, we know events get gouged. Now, you and me, we always talked about going down to Kentucky Derby to see the Derby.
Oh,
now,
God, I want to go.
I know that's an expensive undertaking, but we know that there'll be a ceiling on it because
we're going down there now.
Right.
Because we're going down through the Kentucky Derby now. People are going down
there. So I know.
They have the money to go.
Yeah. But I'm saying you and your boyfriend would know that, okay, if y'all decided to go, you're expecting to pay a little more for, say, hotel and things like that because it's an event. And, you know, that's okay.
He's not going to go. I would have to he ain't gonna go. He don't understand.
He don't get it.
He
doesn't get it.
He don't understand. He can gamble, but when it comes to the horses, he really doesn't understand my love for the Kentucky Derby.
I got you.
I mean, he's pretty well understanding almost everything because he just loves that. I know football and basketball, you know.
Right.
He that you know, but he never got. Well, what's with you and I? First of all, coming up. A friend of mine, they had a farm, so we were grooming the horses, riding horses and stuff like that. So I had love for the creature. Then I loved the racing because the odds, you never know who's going to win. You know, if it's your day to run, it's your day to run. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there hasn't been any horses since Secretariat. So There's got to be another one coming. You know what I mean?
I agree.
There's another one coming. I don't know when,
yeah.
But I would. I'm like, if I got some money, if I had some money, Michael, we're gone with. We're going to be a village guy. Because that's the only way to go.
I feel, but look,
no,
the
but
point I wanted to make.
On my wish list.
Right, but the point I wanted to make was that when you go into something like the Derby, it's an event. So you already know your pockets are going to be sitting heavy because you know you're going to pay for whatever it is and be there at the spot. Right. Now, the Super Bowl has become that kind of an event. It's been that way for years. As a matter of fact, Paul Tagliabue, when he was commissioner, literally told me, I asked him, was the game getting out of the reach of the average fan? And I was talking about prices and everything because, of course, Super Bowl prices are inflated. And he said, so what? It's an event. Now, he said it very nicely, but that's what he meant. It's an event, so you got to pay more. I'm not in a position where I'm going to sit in a Motel 6 that's charging $31.99 a night and all of a sudden have it be $300 a night because it's in Miami and you need a place to rest your ass for the Super Bowl. Bullshit. I've seen this face-to-face at least a dozen times in all the years I've covered. So my question is, when would enough be too much for you? If the Super Bowl was a pay-per-view event, which I think they're trying to push for, would you watch football anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. If I could pay for a pay-per-view, but then again, they make that ridiculous. That ain't even cheap.
Yeah.
If they put it on pay-per-view, you're probably going to pay $300 to $400 to see it on pay-per-view.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah. Just the fact that they would do it, though, would be enough for me. Because you're paying for something that was already, well, it wasn't free, but your cable bill included being able to see it. So why would I want to go that far, especially if I'm not even there, and spend money on the game?
I don't know. I wouldn't. And you know they're going to gouge the prices. Because, like, if you don't get your rooms, like, early, like when my brothers went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota, they got their rooms as soon as we won the division. They had already booked and paid for their room. So if you are last minute to go, you're going to pay a fortune.
Exactly.
You know, they said they're glad they put in for their car rental and all that. They said because they didn't have cars, people didn't have cars. They did provide shuttles, but if they didn't have the shuttles, they wouldn't have been able to get there. It's big business, and it's getting out of hand. The average person can't spend as much as they want to go, and they patronize all year, can't spend some of them to go see a Super Bowl.
That's true.
They don't have the money for that. Because
no, they
don't. They're greedy and everything.
They are greedy, and that's what I'm getting at. I want to know when the market will no longer matter because when I covered my first Super Bowl in '92, the face value tickets were $125. That's about as much as the face value ticket is to see an Eagles game now. But by the time I had finished my 10th, 11th Super Bowl, the face value of the tickets had gone from 125 to 1,000. So we know the Super Bowl, if we were to go, we're talking at least 300 a night for the room. And that's if we get four nights in a package, which would be what they offer the standard. That's $1,200. Then the flight from Philly to Miami. You might get a good price if you know you're going enough in advance, but even if you get a good price going, the price coming back will be ridiculous unless you stay for extra days when they go down.
Yeah.
So between that, souvenirs, hanging out, partying,
I mean, you're talking about laying out about $5,000.
Yep.
And that was the mistake.
What average person has $5,000 for Super Bowl?
Exactly. Because that was the mistake that Arizona made a long time ago when they did not allow for Martin Luther King's birthday to be recognized as a national holiday. The NFL moved the game to Pasadena to the Rose Bowl, and they made about $300 in a week. And that's when Arizona said, yeah, free at last, let's get this motherfucker in here. But they had ignored all that money. And this is 25 years ago, at least 25 years ago, so you know by now the money has gone even worse. It's even more. So after seeing the bad refereeing, why would I want to go to a game where the refereeing is questionable and you know somebody might have their own designs on who they think they want to win the game? If the game is fixed, why would I spend the money to go, even if it's perceived fixed?
I don't know, Michael. It's just, everything is just going crazy. It's ridiculous that the average person aren't going to be able to enjoy the simple things that they used to be able to enjoy because these fucking owners and leagues are greedy. How much money can they possibly make? They make a lot of money off of advertisements, the people that are season holders, ticket holders, and all that. How much more money do they need? When is enough enough? When do you draw the line?
Yep. And you're right. It's an event, so you would think, okay, if I'm a real fan and I want to do it just once, yeah, I save up my money. You know I'm going to spend a little more. It's a treat. But even with that, they've taken it out of people's pocketbooks. It's so far
that
you couldn't spend the money. Yeah, you can't do that. Now, remember when the Super Bowl was in the Meadowlands? Now, let's just say for argument's sake, that the Eagles would have had a shot and they were in the Super Bowl. And it's at Meadowlands at Giant Stadium. You know, that's a hop. So you've killed a lot of transportation costs and all that. Would you go to a Super Bowl knowing it was that close from your house?
Yeah, I would.
So would I.
I'm
with you. So they need to rotate if they intend to keep fans. Because they've lost some credibility. They need to start a rotation. Yeah, they need to rotate the Super Bowls. The game at Giant Stadium was quite successful, and I know that the Link can handle it. Actually, the Link would be better for most because all their stadium are in one area, and it's nothing to get around. It's very easy to get around. I mean, that would work in Philly.
Yeah, it would, but, you know, they got to rotate it, supposedly, but it's not there when they rotate it like it's rotated.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Florida's already expensive. It's already expensive just going on a regular vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So imagine now, it's probably ridiculous, and people want to go to Emerald Restaurant, they want to go to eat out in nice places and do things. Like you said, we're talking about $5,000, maybe $6,000, $7,000 for one Super Bowl.
I'm just curious as to whether or not the talk will begin over whether the Super Bowl should be rotated. You know, it should go through every division, let's just say for argument's sake, whoever wins the Super Bowl, their division gets crack at the next one, wherever it's located, you know, and they can decide amongst themselves through lottery or whatever which team it's going to be. But I think that's the way to go in order to spread this thing, because if it doesn't, all people see is the money, and they see the gouging.
And
you know,
and they're not going
I ain't paying no $300 to sit in no fucking Motel 6. I don't know about anybody else.
Neither am I.
Exactly.
I'm a 4 or 5 star girl. Yeah. Nah. Mm-hmm. And you can't even afford those kind of places because it's outrageous.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. But as the playoffs go on today, just keep these things in mind. Keep these things in mind as we keep the tab going as to how much a Super Bowl experience would be for a family of four, and what the NFL is doing to either keep costs down or elevate the cost because they say it's an event. We're going to keep a fuzzy math table on this, and we'll see how this affects everything as we get closer and closer toward the Super Bowl and who's going to be in it. On that note, we're going to leave this be so that we can come in for Pro Talk with the Mighty O-Bar. Cheryl, give us a final thought and something to think about, and as well as your shameless plug.
We got to get this fool out of the presidency. Something's got to be done. This is getting real fucking scary. Real scary. People got to get out there on their asses and vote. I don't care if you don't like so-and-so, you need to fucking vote because you should be a little scared now. My shameless plug is for Lou Scholars Academy, 2010 Ron Street in Philadelphia. Our phone number is 215-342-9500. We are at capacity, but we are taking applications and putting people on the waiting list for September, and we have the pre-K program.
There you go. All right. On that note, we will take it up to the Cove at 4 o'clock. In between, we will drop in an edition of Pat Freeman and the Mighty Opa, part two of the interview with Florence Anthony. Enjoy the games. We'll see you Sunday musically with the Music Therapy Mindstream for Sonic Show, for Big G, for all the others on assignment. Have a great weekend. Go safe out there. I want you to get from A to B and back to A. Okay. We out.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, but we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now, the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half-pressed suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip, so I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. If you don't work, you can't eat. Sis, you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation.
And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JBE experience. And Fred, brother, brother, lay it on me, lay it. My power.
Now back to the
and meanwhile back to the ranch. Let's talk about the things what that we deal with each and every day. Now horns, now horns, let's tell everybody what it is and what it is. 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 You can't change it. Don't try to change it. Be with it. Don't fool yourself. Look in the mirror. You find you can't fool yourself. You gotta deal with it. What it is. What it is. Tell me. Deal with it. But wait a minute. Now look here. I believe we should go back to the top. I want to go back to the beginning. Because I let your old Morgan play them funky sticks over there. Now we'll build it up a little bit and we'll tell them what it is and what it is. 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 Give me some horns. What it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Give me a taste. Hit me. I want to go way back there. To the top. Way back there. Right now.
Go to our Soul Tree page on Facebook, and you can hear the stream of Pro Talk with the Mighty Oba. We'll see you Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Music Therapy Mind Stream. Good night.